Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everyone. I'm your host, Pink Caster. Unfortunately, Blue Caster is not feeling well tonight, so he will not be on. But we have myself, Yellow Caster, Red Caster.
And in his place, we have...
me, Navy Caster's here.
Navy Caster's here. Yeah.
So we have some shade of blue on the team.
Yes. Number one fanboy, Crunchman. That's true. Sorry, Gar. You're officially on the show, so you're not a fan anymore.
So you're not part of the fans.
You're not part of the fandom. anyway, so not a lot of news this week. Like, there were some pictures and stuff of some Xade merchandise, which we'll go over briefly. Yes, Gar doesn't care. Raven doesn't care.
No, it's not that I don't care. It's just we've already talked about this product.
I know, but there's more.
At this point, let's wait till the fucking show comes.
Like with me and the Pokemon news. It's like, guys, we only got 2 months. Why not just wait?
Anyways. I want to talk about it, so we'll talk about it briefly.
All right.
Okay, first story.
Jen from Time Force got married this week.
Oh, yeah, so the actor who played Jen in Power Rangers Time Force, the pink Time Force Ranger, yeah, she got married. To, fortunately, not Wesley or Alex. But then Gar was like, all right, he looks like a deuce, so I was like, so Alex.
So Alex, then, yes.
Yeah. The people who actually pointed this out to me is, Ranger Recap, if you remember this week's episode.
Yeah. So, congratulations to her. That's really awesome. So marriage is always a happy time.
Happy marriage.
Speaking of that, so apparently Bruno from MMPR Toys recently proposed to his long girlfriend of 16 years, Mia, and she said yes.
Well, no shit. If you've been together for 16 years...
No, but...
No shit. Okay, by now, it's common law now. So it's basically... It's like they were already together. They just made it
only
official.
Only if they've been living together the whole time.
They have been.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
then
pretty much.
They're common law.
Yeah, it's common law. They just wanted to make it official.
But you know what?
Huh? 16 years, right?
Yep.
All right. Sandcaster can no longer get pissed at me.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
but honestly, like, this video that, look it up, it's called Marry Me Mia on the Divided is One, that's MMPR Toys' vlog channel.
It's a better channel, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, no. I love this vlog channel. It's fucking great.
Because instead of it's like, hey, this is a vlog of a day. No, it's a vlog of like a week, but he compiles it into like one video. It's really well
done. Yeah. And like, I love listening to what Bruno has to say. Like, they're both really awesome people. And like, I could not be more happy for them. Like, this was great. Like, this video made me fucking tear up after I finished watching it.
And then it made you tear up more when you realize... you made that promise to that person that I'm not going to say who to.
Yeah. Anyways. Congratulations, Bruno and Mia. We're very happy for all of you here at Cast Ranger, so...
we'll send you a toaster for your wedding.
We'll send them Eggo waffles.
No, we'll send them a toaster. That's always my go-to thing. I give people toasters.
Rice cookers.
Or that.
Yep. Anyways, next story.
Moving on.
Carl, I'll let you talk about this.
Alright, so there's the final stage show for Kamen Rider Ghost happening soon.
Loop.
In which there is a new icon in the stage show.
Yay.
I can't even pronounce that. Evan?
The DX Shinsengumi icon.
Shinsengumi.
Yeah, so it'll be available to anyone who buys a ticket to the event, so...
It's seriously, the icon's just Shinsengumi. It's none of their frigging leaders, just the group. The whole group.
Wait.
I don't even know what this is.
The Shinsengumi were basically a law enforcement group during just before the Meiji Revolution.
Oh. That's why I brought it up, because I'm like...
So this is literally... a fucking paramilitary organization in an icon.
That's amazing.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like the EQ icon mixed with Darwin logo.
Yeah. But no, it looks cool, and it's a nice, like, shiny blue color.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Nice looking.
Yeah.
It's the color of their jackets.
Oh.
So,
that's the point.
Again, this will most likely be another expensive-ass icon.
Probably just, like a $70, $80
yeah,
icon.
Yeah, just like the old Shinomori one's like $40, $50, so it's not too bad. But, yeah, like the Shakespeare, Galileo, which is like in the hundreds. Yeah, Nightingale, which is I think is the cheapest one.
Because it's candy toy.
It's Nightingale, so who cares? Anyways, moving on.
Even for a ghost thing, this is pretty stretching for it.
Mm-hmm. Much like the show.
Yeah. Moving on.
Okay, so recently, there was a toy event that happened recently this week in Japan, they showed
toy
images.
In Japan?
Happens. So they showed a lot of images for all the new X-Aid merchandise that is coming out. One of them being the new gimmick figure series, which we've already talked about previously, the Level Up Rider series. So they showed the X-Aid figure, the Snipe figure, and the Brave figure. Yes, so the first one we're looking at here, the Level Up Rider series of figures, is the X-Aid figure, of course.
The main rider being the first figure in the gimmick?
Wow.
Don't say.
So, as I've said before, I'm really excited for this figure, but I'm sad about one thing, and I understand why. If you look at the back of the Level 1 figure, it literally has no back piece to it, and it's where you store the X-Aid Level 2 figure. And, like, you can't, like, store it in there, but there's no back piece that, like, covers it or anything.
I can see what they were thinking. It's like, why make a piece of plastic that possibly children are gonna, like, lose?
True. And, to be honest, when I do get this figure, I'm not gonna be posing the Level 1 figure from the back. So, just
like,
from the
like
front.
Like I said, why don't you just get the final figure of Level 1?
Maybe. Like, it's still a cool quality. And also, apparently, you have to take off the chest plate off the Level 1 figure and put it on the Level 2 figure to complete it. So, but yeah, it's still a really cool figure, and I'm really excited for it. So obviously, I'm going to pick it up.
I would very much prefer any of the toys happening on the top five banner.
Ultraman, yeah. Godzilla,
Balta,
Zelda.
Yeah. The figure will be released in October for 4,200 yen, so
that's gonna be a pricey figure. Actually, it's like $50.
That I want that.
Oh, man.
Yes, of course you want Mazinger.
All right. Oh, more gimmick news.
Woo! So here's the Level Up Rider figure for Kamen Rider Brave. So I'm assuming this is one that Ichi would want because he
loves
Brave.
It's actually funny because if you scroll down quickly, you see me. Like, I tagged him in this post, and then, like, later, you tagged him as well.
And then I just, like, fucking lost my shit, because I thought it was super funny. I was like, wow. But yeah, he looks really cool, too, because, like, all the riders in X-Aid, they seem to have, like, the same base design. They're just, like, a few aesthetic changes and, like, color differences.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, the Brave figure looks really, really nice, so.
Also, a heads up, X-Aid figure, it might be going for a bit more because it's the only figure that has the Level 1 piece with it.
Yeah,
so if you want Level 1 Brave, you have to buy the X-Aid figure as well.
Exactly. So, probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to fortunately buy two X-Aid Level Up figures just so I can get another Level 1 body to do Genmu when the Genmu figure comes out, which I'm assuming is going to be a fucking Tamashii web.
Probably.
No?
They show in the magazine scan. They have the four riders.
Oh, okay.
Chances are Laser is probably going to be one.
Yeah. We call him Racer because it's not officially confirmed yet if he's going to Laser or not, but that's stupid.
Eh.
Moving on.
And then here's just an image of the Snipe figure.
Yep.
Yeah, the Snipe figure's in the background.
But you can see the packaging a bit.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty neat.
I just love how big the Level 1, like, face plate on his back looks. Like, it's fucking huge, but obviously, like, it's scaled down the suit.
Chances are see, if you look in this image, the Level 1 X-Aid figure, again, 4,200 yen.
Yeah.
Brave is 3,500 yen.
Yeah, okay, so it's a bit of extra money for the X-Aid figure because it comes with the Level 1 body.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Whatever.
That account for all the extra plastic.
Take my money.
Oh, I'm just going to say, chances are, like, there's probably a plastic addict out there who's going to love these figures because two of his favorite things are video games and Kamen Rider.
You mean me?
No. There's actually somebody on YouTube that has a show called The Plastic Addict.
I know who you're talking about.
I know you do.
There you go. So yeah, I'm excited for this figure series. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Next news story. Oh, speaking of video games.
Hey, so the awesome Power Rangers-inspired Sentai game, Chroma Squad, is announced for PS4, Xbox One, and PS Vita. So that's really exciting.
That's a thing.
And apparently they made a trailer. That's cool.
That came out when they put out the game originally.
Oh, yeah? I never watched it.
That's been there for a long time.
Okay. But yeah, that's cool. So they're expanding it for consoles now, mainstream consoles, so that's really good.
It'll be coming out early next year.
Honestly, playing this game portably, that's a fucking great idea.
Yeah, they are still working on iOS and Android ports, so hopefully those will be out in the near future.
I would totally be down to play it on
phone. You would need to have a brand new phone just for all these app games.
One thing I find interesting about the news story for this is that Bandai Namco, sorry.
Bandai Namkai.
Whatever.
Yes!
This is now their new name.
Whatever. Anyway, I just find it interesting that their name is attached to this, considering I don't believe it was in the original PC release, so...
That's cool.
But yeah, it's nice to see this game getting some attention again after it kind of went dark from the PC release.
Bandai Namkai. That is the name
awesome
of the
job,
that.
Crunch.
Thank you, Crunch. As always, your titles
Bandai
are amazing.
Bandai Namkai. Wait, that sounds like a perfect idea for a villain name.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
Bandai
Namkai.
It's a villain for an evil video game corporation.
So, yeah,
so like Ages?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
So yeah, Chrome Squad on other platforms, that's good. I'm glad it's expanding. Everyone just play it. Moving on.
More Ranger keys.
Yeah, so pretty much Bandai teased a poster showing Zuo Eagle and Gokai Red, so...
I mean, we weren't expecting that to happen at some point.
Yeah.
Especially with the crossover episode, hint, hint, that started this week.
Nudge, that I didn't watch because I'm waiting for both parts to be out.
So they were teasing that on September 12th, 2016, we're going to see the announcement for... Zuoja Ranger Keys.
At 11 o'clock.
And probably Ninja one as well, because me, Blue, and Shadowcaster are arguing about it and being like, oh, well, maybe they're just skipping like the Ninja Keys because Ninja is bad. I'm like, no, if they skip the Ninja Keys, the Ranger Key fans would be going fucking insane because they're completionists. Anthony being one of them.
Oh, when Goldcaster found out about these...
He was so upset.
No, his Facebook status was, no... No! I thought I was done!
Fuck!
Because he literally, I mean literally, has them all.
Yeah. This is why, I'm actually sad that, like, they don't make, like, a Drive Gaia Memory, and a Drive Ring, and a Drive Metal.
No, if anything, it would just be Gaia Memories, because Gaia Memories...
Actually, they're super cheap to make.
2013, they made a Gaia Memory set with Wizard.
Yep.
Because that was a...
Because, like, I wish they could do it. Because, like, I'd love to have a Drive Gaia Memory, Forza Gaia Memory. Like, that'd be fucking awesome.
But, yeah, they have... Chances are it's going to be the Core 5 Ninjas, Star Ninja, Mino Ninja, the two other Aka Ninjas, Shadow Aka Ninja.
Chozetsu. All the Ninjas you use. Yeah,
the
Ninjas you use Chozetsu.
They wouldn't make a Chozetsu key. Okay, maybe one for Aka Red.
Yeah, Aka Ninja Chozetsu, probably.
And then for Zuoja, Core 6, two extra ones for...
Zuo of the World in his three different forms.
No, Zuo Gorilla and Zuo Whale.
No, but also Zuo of the World in his three forms.
Why not? They wouldn't go that far.
Dude, if they were willing to make the Tokyuger keys of them in the movie, and all of their different Nordikai changes... Yeah, I think they'll dig Zoo of the World's other forms. I'm just saying.
I'm just waiting to see if they'll ever do a new Mobirits that holds all the noises instead of those little sound capsules.
I think they are. Because, like, I saw a tease for something about them, like, showing another Mobirits, and so I think that might... They might have updated it with new sounds. Which, actually, that'd be pretty cool to get.
Yeah, but then that would make the sound capsules useless.
Oh, well. Whatever.
Pretty much.
Fucking who?
Fucking who?
So you're buying a $300 set for a $60 key.
Yep. Yes. Pretty much. If I can fucking hunt down some of the Tokuger keys for cheap, hoping, I'll get a few.
Yeah.
Anyways, next story.
So yeah, a few weeks, 2 weeks ago, we talked about the Tamashii Labs laser blade from Space Sheriff Gavan being released next year. Turns out, Bluefin Tamashii Nations, you know, the American, like, company,
yeah,
is also releasing it over here in January, on the 28th to be exact.
Isn't that your birthday, Gar?
Indeed it is.
Yeah! That's awesome.
So, the retail price of it is going for $164.99.
That's most likely in American dollars.
So yeah, so
it's gonna be at least over 200 here.
No, bump it up like 20 bucks at least.
We'll see. Yeah.
All I know, this will be mine.
Really?
This
like
will.
I will mount it over my bed.
And then you just
and then it falls off of the mount and hits me when I'm
and
sleeping.
And slices your head off.
And then I just randomly explode my sleep.
You need to get the Gavan figure, too.
Yeah, it just says, what? Bing.
There you go.
It just happens.
No, yeah,
like,
no, this sword...
Like
this...
the Gavan figure, actually?
No, eh?
Eh.
Oh, well,
the
what,
price
about the new, what about the new one? Really?
All the Metal Hero figures skyrocketed.
That's super fucking weird that that's a thing, since Metal Heroes is kind of... Like, it's known, but it's not, like, super
popular.
Oh, no,
no, Japan goes nuts over these guys.
Well, yeah, because they're their respective prices in Japan, but I mean, like, here. Like, why is it, like, $150 for a fucking Sharivan figure? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Because they think Metal Heroes is popular.
It is not.
No.
I like Metal Heroes,
actually,
but...
speaking of Metal Heroes, this week actually celebrated... Big Bad Beetleborg's 20th anniversary.
What?
They also celebrate Ultraman Tiga's 20th anniversary.
Yay!
The exact same day.
Tiga is
yep.
best Ultraman.
Yep.
I could doubt you on many levels, but I don't want to go that far.
Right, Tiga's
anyways,
the only reason
laser
I've
sword.
Been Ultraman.
Very cool. Moving
yep.
on.
Zero fucks are given today.
I'm excited. So, they announced, apparently what was leaked in a Walmart catalog is a pop vinyl for Alpha 5 from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So, that's cool.
Alpha 5
which means
figure.
They might make a, which means they might make a Zordon pop vinyl, which...
Which
I would,
literally just a tube with a face painted on it?
No, but it'll be most likely a 6-inch pop, and that'd be fucking awesome.
Pops aren't really... my cup of tea, except for like a few of them, because Lane here, he actually got
you a Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, it's Old Man Luke, in which I love that because there's no actual figure of Old Man Luke yet from the Black Series.
Yet.
And then your defective Captain
Phasma.
Yeah,
because I had a Phasma pop for a long time, and then the head was like a bit crooked, and I tried fixing it, but then I twisted it too much and like the head's now like kind of fucked, so I actually went out and bought a brand new one and now I just keep it. But I also have my Chrome Phasma pop that I got at Anime North, which I was extremely proud to get.
In which I also had a Deadpool pop, but I ended up selling that at Anime North.
Now
in
you
which
regret
I,
it.
I never got that money back.
Ichi.
No. You had the money.
I gave it to Ichi. Anyways, we're not going to talk about
doesn't.
This. We're not going to talk about this. Anyways, moving on. So yeah, pop vinyl is cool. All right, so just quickly, Okay, quickly to move on with this, because I know Ichin or Raven and Guard don't want to talk about this.
Zero
so,
fucks
okay.
given.
No, okay, but this is about a show we're talking about.
Yeah. It's a show that's starting in a couple weeks.
Okay, but you know what? You weren't fucking saying the shit we were talking about icons and shit for Ghost before. So why are you complaining about this now? No, you weren't.
I wasn't there, so I don't really know.
Okay, anyways. So they announced the Bang Bang shooting gashit. They showed official images, so...
It's not that they announced it. They just released official images.
Okay, thank you. They released official images. Fuck off.
Roger.
Over. More so the reason why I want to bring these up in talking in the show is because they showcased and they translated what the sounds they're going to make in the belt. So, fuck you two. And, no, I'm excited for this because I'm Mr. Obsessed with Gamer Driver. So what I'm really enjoying about this is that, yeah, it makes a separate sound in the belt depending on which slot you put it in. So you can put it in Mighty Action X and then Bang Bang Shooting, and Bang Bang Shooting will make an entirely different sound. So what's just interesting is that literally the chime for Snipe when he transforms into level 2 is ba-bang, bang, bang, ba-bang, bang, bang, shooting. I'm like, if it wasn't obvious that he's a shooter.
Why does that sound like boom, 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 boom? I want you in my room.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And then if you put it in the second slot, it goes ba bam, bam, ba bam, ba bang, bang, ba bang, 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 shooting. Or something like that.
It's weird how they spelled shooting differently on both times.
Yeah. So that's really cool that it had different sounds and stuff like that. Kind of weird that the Snipe screen is like this really like dark blue. Like, I guess he's kind of bluish?
He's dark blue.
He's like a really dark blue? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was black.
No.
Racist. No. Alright, next one. So we also here have the official images for the Tattle Quest gashit. So this one's really cool too. So Brave's chime when he goes level 2 is Tadalu Megalu Tadalu Megalu Tattle Quest. So if Ichi was here, he tried to explain that apparently it's like translation for like pursue or something like that, so like fetch quests in RPGs.
Yeah,
I guess that's
probably
the joke about it. And then if you put it in the second slot, I think it just goes like Tattle Questo, something like that. So that's really cool. I like that they make separate sounds, so it gives more playability. I like that they light up. I like that the button's kind of on the back, and you just press it and it says like Tattle Quest or Bang Bang Shooting.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. Anyway, so this has been Extra Extra Cast Ranger. Hope you all enjoyed. We'll see you on the podcast proper.
Yep. See you guys.
Have
Bye.
A good day.
See ya.
Okay, should we just, like, stop recording, or should we just keep going?
I'm gonna break up the two recordings, so it's two different files.